Well, I'm trying to find. Delta's out of Indianapolis. Bowen's out of near Cleveland. I can't find what Plumbing's out of Atlanta, but
I don't know.
I had that wrong, but I couldn't let it go. My curious nature had to know. Hey. Let's get these sports tickets. These are Diamondbacks, September 23rd. It's a 1:10
afternoon game.
First pitch. There's a trivia. Well, it's not really a trivia question. There's just an interesting Arizona fact in our home maintenance calendar. If you have yours, it's the Arizona history, and we tried to tie it to the month it was in. It's at the bottom of the calendar in the middle space. There's a little thing there about the water source, and then the questions asked in our weekly newsletter. If you know the answer, if you know the answer and just get our newsletter, well, good for you. You're smart Arizona. If you need the help for the answer, it's in our home maintenance calendar. Well, the answer to that question about our Arizona's renewable water resource, if you know that answer, text it to 411-923 between now and the end of the broadcast, and we'll pick a random winner from the right answers, and we'll send you the tickets. You'll be going to watch the Diamondbacks take on the Rockies.
That'd be
September 23rd.
That'll be a very critical game.
1:10 p.m.
You know, I'm kind of late coming to the appreciation of baseball. It wasn't anything I ever played in high school. I just went straight from football to wrestling to track. Never played any baseball at all. But I'm getting to where I enjoy it more and more and more. And at this last week's game, I took someone who played high school baseball, college baseball, and then coached college baseball. I learned more about baseball watching that game with this guy and just being with him, somebody that loved the sport as much as he did, gave me a whole new level of appreciation for it. So now, well, I know more about baseball now than I've ever known in my entire life. It would have taken me 10 years to learn that much.
So I was the same way, never really had any
never around the house. You didn't grow up in a house that hung around baseball events.
And I don't know where it came from, but Remy's loves baseball. hates T-ball. Drives him insane. I mean, he's 5 years old, and he doesn't understand why he has to stop at first base, and he'll tag someone out and doesn't stand why they're not out. I mean, he gets the game, and T-ball drives him crazy because it's not what he's used to seeing and watching the pros do.
A little too politically correct.
Oh, it is. It drives him insane. But his grandfather on his mom's side, Papa Bob was a AAA player.
Yeah.
So he's got a little bit of baseball in his blood from mama's side.
Hey, I wanted to mention before we go into the 10 o'clock hour where we drill down specifically why we're still the 9 o'clock hour open line, we're getting a lot of blowback from the APS rate increase. Well, it wasn't an increase. It was a change. And I just want to say this a few more times. Folks, if your bill has gone up significantly with the new APS rate, you're not managing your power correctly. Virtually everyone we've consulted with, homeowners, we've been able to get their bill to as low or lower than it was before. Now, you got to go on a demand rate, but if you take your total electricity used in kilowatt hours and divide it by your total bill, we can get you under 10 cents, which is less than we even thought we were going to be able to get you to. And regardless of your political affiliation, if you're an APS customer, you have Donald Trump to thank for the tax expense adjuster, which APS is crediting you the taxes they're not going to have to be paying based on the new tax rate Donald Trump put in effect.
So I didn't understand any of that. Am I paying more or less? That's all I want to know.
Well, you're paying less. APS is crediting you all the tax money they're not going to have to spend.
Got it.
And they're giving you a direct credit for that. So if your bill is running 14, 15, 16, 18, 20, 30 cents a kilowatt, you're just buying power wrong. And you need someone to come consult with you about how we can get that down well under 15 cents a kilowatt. I'm down. I through extreme measures, I got down to under 8 cents a kilowatt. Now Jennifer's not going to let me stay there. She said, "Okay, enough is enough." I said, "I know. I get it. I just had to see that it could be done, and it can still be done. You can still buy APS electricity, staying very comfortable. I'm not turning my thermostat up to 84 degrees. We're super cooling. We've got energy management computers on the house. I've got 3,000 square feet air conditioned to 68 degrees in the middle of the summer, and my bill was under $260. So if you're experiencing big price increase in your APS bill, you need to call us and let's get a little consulting session set up.
Coming up next, we've got Easy Turf, artificial turf, in studio talking about the benefits and water savings of artificial turf for your Arizona landscape.